Conlett, looking around the leagues, there's a lot of teams. If they're making fresh starts and new look formats, and that's very much the case in Derry, because I was just looking there. What is it? Just about six survivors from the championship against Tipperary last year.
Yeah, it's been a complete change about with Derry, and I suppose, you know, we had a decent McKenna Cup campaign, and having our two or three players, my own clubmate Conor Navin, would be a great boost for Derry. You know, he's been one of the top club players in Derry now for maybe 5 years, and you know, he's a bricklayer by trade, and he farms as well. So, you know, wasn't ever able to commit to county football, but you know, he's certainly good enough. He brings a wealth of power and experience to that full back line. And a largely untested full back line and a largely untested half back line. You know, so, you know, Derry really will want to be getting hit in the ground running now with these new players.
I know the Sloughneil players, obviously, Chrissy McCaig, Brendan Rogers, Carl McCaig, they're missing because of the club commitments. But there's quite a few players not committing this year. Is that a sign of maybe things to come, or maybe signs, not of Damien Barton, but where the game is going and there's just too much commitment required, as you mentioned there?
Yeah, I think you could be right there. It's nothing to do with Damien at all. It's a case of there's an awful lot of work has to go in, and when you put in a lot of work, you maybe expect to get something out. And you know, for teams in Division Two, they're kind of looking around, and a lot of them are thinking, well, what are they going to get? There's a top tier with Dublin and Mayo, and you know, and then there's a lower tier coming beyond that, and it's very hard to see any of them getting silverware. But that said, you know, Derry have a few players coming back into the fold again now, so I'd expect Derry to be stronger as the league goes on. But you know, the game tomorrow will difficult. You know, an untested full back line, a new half back line, a new midfield. You know, Derry's forward division, that's really, really strong. That I think if they're going to win the game, they'll win it there and probably in the full forward line.
As you say, in Division Two, would there be ambitions of promotion?
I don't know. I suppose it would be something that they would like to achieve, but I would imagine, depending on how the first couple of games go, you know, I think if Derry stay in Division 2 and build, you know, this new young squad in Division 2, it might be a bit easier. But, you know, there's no reason why, if they get a decent start, all the new players or all the sort of, I suppose, older players coming back in later in the league, you know, there's no reason why they can't push on for that promotion.
And what do you make of the team for tomorrow?
Look, it's new and it's fresh. It's largely untested. Niall Keenan from Castle Dawson on the corner back. You know, people have been raving about him for a year or two now, so he's getting his chance. The half-back line, you know, Niall Forrester from Derry City is holding down that place at number five. Terrific player for Steelstown, week in and week out. And he's been in the Derry squad, you know, before under two or three different managers and hasn't really been able to nail down his space. So, you know, this could be his chance. Obviously, Mark Craig from Ungiven, again, has been in and out of the panel for different years, but a very good and experienced footballer, you know, with the likes of McAtamney at midfield and James Keelt. Again, it's a different pairing, you know. They're, you know, it's whether they've got their relationships built up well enough in the league, but, you know, the half-forward line is strong. You know, Enda Lynn leading the line there. You know, young Lachlan, his teammate from Greenlaw, you know, exciting prospect, but full forward line with Lynch and Danny Hearn, and, you know, so they've enough firepower to really unhinge Clare, you know, but it's whether they defensively will be mean enough at the back as well, you know, because if, you know, Clare attack is really, really improved, and, you know, Clare really fancy this because, you know, their first year up, they'll want to cement Division 2 status, and beating Derry at home, you know, would be a real sign of intent for them if they could do it.
Yeah, time was the Clares of this world, you know, wouldn't be a major concern, but I suppose the positive in is that they are coming to Celtic Park on the back of a good run last year in the championship, maybe one of the surprise teams. So you're probably a little bit more worn maybe than in other seasons.
Yeah, it probably would be. And I suppose Derry will know a wee bit more about Clare now than maybe what it'll be this time last year. But, you know, Clare haven't come up. I would predict that Clare have started probably in October time. And they've probably got themselves into good shape really, really early, more so than other teams, because they'll want to target the first two, three league games to see where they're at. And their fitness level and their preparation might be that wee bit ahead of where Derry and some of the other teams are, because they, you know, everybody's trying to time their training to peak, you know, coming towards the end of the league, start of the championship. So Clare maybe haven't been able to do that. They're probably not looking at in any serious way about a Munster championship. So they're probably looking at them first three league games as being a championship type games, and if that's the case, Derry's gonna have a lot of questions asked of them tomorrow. especially the new look players making their league debuts.
And tell me, as you said, probably Damien Barton would quietly like to get promotion, but you as a former player and now a supporter looking on, and most Derry people that would be in the know, what would they be looking for in the league? What would they be expecting out of the league?
Yeah, I think Derry can maintain Division 2 status comfortably without having to go into the last game needing something a bit like last year. You know, Derry started the league last year really well and fell away, you know, and then you're relying on other results. You know, so you wouldn't want to be in that situation again. You want to have it in your own hands. But I think Derry supporters are realistic to know that it's a new team. You know, yes, there's experience down the spine. If the Slough-Neil players can come back in, you know, fresh and ready to go, you know, it really will boost their Derry, because, you know, at least two of those Slough-Neil players will slot into the defence. You know, you could have Patsy Bradley back in midfield, and you might have one or two Slough-Neil players in that forward line. So when all of a sudden, you know, six new players coming into that team, if they're in a good, you know, coming towards the end of the league, if they're in a good position, then, you know, the Slough-Neil players will give it a huge lift. But the start is important. You know, anything less than a win against Clare, you know, will be very, very difficult for Derry to come back from.